Hello, my name is Hariko Chun and I'm a reporter and I will be asking questions to this superhero and this supervillain. What is your secret to fly?
I don't have a secret to fly because I can transform into everything I want.
I do not have a secret to fly. I move wire from wire at the light speed.
How did you get your superpowers?
When I was a child, my parents taught me how to transform myself in dangerous moments.
When I was 3 years old, I touched an electricity socket and I received an electric shock. I spent 20 years of my life at the hospital in a coma. When I woke up, my parents were dead, killed by the big thunderbolt of 2020 that killed about 5 million people and destroyed half of the city of Los Angeles.
Why did you choose to be a superhero?
I didn't choose to be a superhero because it's my parents.
As I said, I didn't choose to be a superhero. It was an accident.
Do you have an enemy?
Yes, it's the Sandman.
Yes, I do. It's the white man. He tries to hack every single computer where I've been.
Do you have a normal job?
Yes, I am a teacher in a primary school.
Are you serious? I'm not as stupid as that. If I say that where I work, white man is going to kill me.
How long have you had superpowers?
I've got my superpowers since I was a child.
I have had them since I was 3 years old.
Thank you.
Hello everyone and welcome to Flash Show. Today we are with Looney and Bird, who have called the truth for today. So Looney, what is your skills?
I'm able to read minds, I have telekinesis, I'm a gunslinger and I have superior strength.
Nice. And how long did you have your power?
I have had them since I was born, but I learned how to use them at 18. I started to train at 17.
And do you have a normal job?
No, I don't.
Why did you decide to be a villain?
At 16, people began to notice my powers and they were afraid of me, so they put me in a lunatic asylum. Doctors mistreated me, so I decided to take revenge by killing everyone.
And what is your biggest achievement?
I killed Light's dad because he was one of the doctors. That's why I fight Light the most. I wear a skin-tight black costume, black boots. I have a grappling hook and guns attached to my belt. And I have a bow and arrows attached to my back.
Okay, thank you, Lenny. Now, Light, what are your superpowers?
I can run very fast, I can time travel, I can throw lightning bolts, and I can face through walls.
And do you have a normal job?
Yes, I'm a DJ as Eddie Morgan.
Okay, but why did you decide to be a good...
I decided to be a hero, not a villain, because I wanted to be known by a saver, not a killer.
And why...
My biggest thing was I time traveled to the past and I prevented a crime. I wear a skin-tight white costume, my eyes turn white, I have an emblem on my chest, antennas on my ears, and I don't have any guns because my own strength is enough.
Thank you, Looney and Light, and me.
Hello. Tonight, we have two important persons. One is Dark Snake, and the other is Duckman. So, why did you choose this name?
I choose Dark Snake because I'm able to transform in a snake.
And you?
I choose Duckman because I love duck.
Why this costume?
I have a long tail.
And you?
Because my costume is able to breathe underwater.
How did you get this power?
When I was a child, 100 snake bit me, so after I'm able to transform in a snake.
Because a duck who come from space bites me and I transform to a duckman.
Many people want to know if you had equipment.
Yes, of course I have equipment. I have a dagger, a bow, a grappling gun and a rope.
Of course I have. I have many bombs.
Do you have a job?
I'm a fireman, but I don't love saving people.
Yes, I'm a police officer.
What's your skills?
I'm able to transform in a snake. I'm able to shoot project poisons, but I'm unable to shoot lasers.
And you?
I'm able to shoot lasers. I'm able to be invisible. And I'm able to see through walls.
What's your worst enemy?
My worst enemy is Darkman.
My worst enemy is Dark Snake because he wants to destroy the humankind. My dream is to kill Dark Snake.
Why are you a villain?
I am not a villain, okay?
This is the end of our program.
Good afternoon. I'm Emma Ketchum Maria Regina Bow. Today we are here to reconcile the superhero FM and the supervillain Osara Khan. Well, we may start. FM, could you please introduce yourself?
I was born in 1982 in a little village near Glasgow. The instant I was born, the villains tried to kill me, but my parents saved me before they died. Then I went to a relative near Edinburgh.
And you, Sarah Khan?
Well, my parents were leprechaun and I get my wealth from them. And so I am a criminal. The main enemy of FM.
We know that both of you get your superpower from your parents. So now, FM, please talk about your superpower.
I am capable of seeing through the walls. It's the X-ray vision, and I have the ability of telekinetic power.
What are your superpowers, Sarah?
I have the ability to become invisible, to beam and to freeze everything around me.
What about your outfit, FM?
My outfit is very special. It is blue like the Scottish flag and has the St. Andrew's cross on it. It can shoot lasers and makes me fly.
Well, we may return to our main topic. How and why your enmity begin?
It's just because I'm the good guy defending and protecting people, and she's the bad girl committing thefts and murders.
Thefts and murders that I have committed was never for my own profit. They were for the Irish people. But don't expect that someone like you would understand.
I'm sorry, FM and Saracon, but we must delay it. I'm Emma Catherine Regina Bow. We are wishing you a good night.
Hello, this is Arda from Istanbul. Today I'm very lucky to have Bad and White and Radel Gun. Let's start the interview. What are your superpowers?
My superpower is that I have hypnosis and I can sneak very fast. And this isn't really a superpower, but I'm very good with guns.
I can make appear characters that are in movies and I can control them.
Do you have a weakness?
I don't really have a weakness, but if I use my superpowers for too long, it makes them really weak.
And I don't really have a weakness neither, but I can only make them appear for 24 hours.
What do you eat?
I eat normal human food, so anything that's like in a restaurant.
Me too.
Do you have any particular dream?
I don't have a particular dream because I'm retired, but before I just wanted to do good in the world.
I actually have a dream. I wish I could have a family because I don't have any.
Why did you choose to be bad?
I've been an actress for a long time and then I died and I came back to life a few years after, and everyone forget me, and it's really hard to see that people forget you, so I choose to take a revenge.
For me, I chose to be good because I didn't want to be like the people that killed my father for no reason, so I wanted to also take revenge, but not by killing people, but by saving others.
How did you get your powers?
When I died and then I came back to life, I don't know how, but I had some powers.
For me, the day or the night that my father died, I got them out of anger.
Who is your biggest enemy?
Before we were retired, Bad and White and I were our worst enemies. But now we're not, so we don't have any enemies.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, I'm Dark Johnson. Today is a very special day. In our studio, Hedgehog Man and Gunman, and they will answer our questions. My first question is for Hedgehog Man. How did you become a superhero?
My name is Fred Johnson. I work in New York Labs. One day I decided to do experiments on a hedgehog. He was growing anormally. One day he threw up his spikes on me. The morning when I woke up from the coma, I found out that I have spikes on my body. I was scared. In a sudden, the spikes came out from my body.
My second question is for gunmen. How did you become a supervillain?
It's a secret.
My third question is for Hedgehog Man. Why did you decide to defend your city?
Before I was creating new creations for my city, for New York. Now I have superpowers, so I can defend it from bad and evil persons.
My fourth question is for gunmen. What did you do when you start to live alone?
When I start to live alone, I stole money and I start to create new, more and more dangerous guns.
My fifth question is for Hedgehog Man. Until when you will defend us?
I will defend my city until I'm strong enough to defend it. Now I'm 30, so I think that I can defend my city until I'm 50.
My last question is for gunmen. Did you police catch you?
One day the police put me in prison and I escaped.
Thank you for the interview.